Party people, what's going on? You are watching the Arrow After Show, and we are in the mid-season finale, so check it out. It is episode number 9, What We Leave Behind.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's enough headbanging for me. Hi, everybody. What's up? As you can tell, Lex just dyed his hair, so we're going to have to make sure we give him lots of compliments on the new do. I'm Allie Conner Bradford, and you can follow me at Boys and Beauty. I know he got really pretty. A lot of love. No, I'm just making comments because everybody in the chat room is making comments about Lex, and we have Lucretia obviously filling in for him, Lex-cretia. So, we're really excited. Now, speaking of the chat, make sure you join us. If you haven't already, you can co-host the show with us. All you have to do is join the hashtag Arrow. Just kidding. Hashtag ABTV. Arrow. That's the one. Well,
you could throw it in Arrow, but that's not the one we follow. Yeah. So.
We can read those.
All right. So, special guest, take a hello.
Hi, I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys. Unfortunately, not Lex Michael. But you can find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
What's up, bros? This is Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J, TARIJAY.
Hi, all my buddies. I'm Katie Cullen. You can find me on Twitter at KiaJay. That is KIAXET.
So anyways, guys, the first thing I want to talk about is, not Prometheus. We will talk about Prometheus. I want to talk about Evelyn.
Yes.
Because she ticked me off. I knew she was part of the bad people because obviously they alluded to that in our last episode. However, now that I had this information and I'm watching her go along and, you know, show up in the lair after the first encounter and be like, oh, well, maybe Prometheus is doing this. I was like, shut up. Quit faking.
Yeah, come on. She was a great double agent, and I liked that she was all bloodthirsty. It was real good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, because especially now that we know through the episode that she was turned, she wasn't always working with him, to see her make that switch is really interesting because it shows how much she's been harboring towards Oliver this whole time.
Well, you know, Prometheus made a comment about it was easy to turn her once she found out he was a killer. And you could see the wheels turning in her head as Oliver's talking about Clyborne being on the list and how he was dealing with the situation. And she said, you killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So already that's whatever ammo that was being used to brainwash or maybe not brainwash her. So it was almost like it was reassuring her inside, like, I made the right decision.
Yeah.
The morality on this show is killing me. It's always been really interesting and really a gray thing, but what I don't think I can talk about this without talking about Prometheus. Now that we know who he is, the whole, oh, well, you killed my father, so I am going to spend X amount of years learning to be you, and I'm going to kill tons and tons of innocent people, and, you know, my father also killed tons and tons of innocent people, but all of that is okay because it is absolutely justified that I kill all of them in order to kill you because you killed Dad. And I'm like, how many... What? And we have Evelyn on the same level going, yeah, it's okay if I completely throw my teammates under the bus, these people that I have come to know and care about and trust. It's okay as long as Oliver dies too. Like, how do you justify flames on the side of my face?
But wait, I know you want to say something, Tari, but yeah, I was just going to say, and the fact that both Evelyn and Prometheus said to Oliver, this city doesn't need to be saved. It needs to be saved from you. What? And you're just killing all these people, but the city needs to be saved from you.
I mean, I get the escalation bit. Like, ever since you showed up, things have been getting worse and worse. Now that we have the Arrow protecting the city, we have people showing up to challenge the Arrow, or we have people who showed up in those 5 years of hell that you lived on that island who want revenge. Like, that makes sense. Like, yeah, it was always corrupted and messed up before, but you showing up in a mask has definitely upped the ante. And that's just how it gets with any superhero media. Once you show up, there's always going to be a bigger fish. So I understand that philosophy, but the very personal, you killed my dad, he was murdering children, but it's okay that I also murder children and innocent people in order to get to you. Well, yeah, we're totally justified here. What?
Yeah.
Go, well, Tari, go.
He's, well, I see it differently in that I feel like he is actually season one Oliver, in that Oliver's father was also guilty of probably not as many deaths, but, like, he was part of the corruption. He was part of the undertaking. And essentially, Prometheus is killing in order to, you know, fulfill and make his father proud the same way that Oliver did in season one. So it's essentially like Oliver is facing himself from his own past.
Yeah, and that's what I always thought is sort of was Malcolm's role, as, you know, what Oliver could be and how he started and going towards that. And to me, Prometheus is almost like really looking in the mirror. I think they moved with Merlin in a different direction onto Legends of Tomorrow, but that's sort of how the comics had set up Merlin.
Yeah.
As well as just being like, hey, this is what you could be, because, you know, you're only a fine line away from being me. Yeah.
So really quick, I have to add this in because I saw it in the chat. Shady Bear, hi, I've never said hi to you before. I've never, well, maybe you've been in the chat and I've not seen you, so hello. She had said, I don't want to make assumptions, Shady Bear says, she made them stockings.
Yeah.
That was so cute.
That was super cute.
What a butthole.
My favorite, though, was Wild Dog's comment about the stockings. What's the best part about these is it'll really piss Oliver off when we put them up. Yeah.
And they're all in glitter paint with their superhero names. And my initial thought was, those totally have trackers in them. And it's like, no, you genuinely made them stockings.
Yeah, but then the next scene was followed by her straight up being fake and lying. And then when they go to meet up with Prometheus the first time, which this whole episode, I felt like I could just blatantly, as an audience member, you're going, boop, boop, trap, you're walking, just go walk into it, it's fine. But either way, before Oliver...
But Oliver knew he was running into a trap. Like, he's at that point where he's like, this is totally a trap. I'm aware of this. Does it anyway.
I'm gonna do it anyway. But what I was gonna say is the fact that she's running up the stairs with Wild Dog, and she says, I'm not afraid of Prometheus.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Of course she's not.
That's what we call dramatic irony. The audience knows, the characters don't.
I just feel that Wild Dog was extra hurt by her betrayal because she made him a stocking.
Yeah! Well, I think he also wears his emotions on his sleeve a lot more than anyone, so. Yeah.
I mean, though, to her, it's very... It's a personal vendetta with Oliver. I imagine in her mind... She sees it that once Oliver's out the way, they can actually be a team of, like, real heroes, because they're not killers, but he is.
But they're not going to see it that way. I mean, she got Curtis beat up.
I'm glad you brought that up.
More than once, actually. Let's face it.
I'm really amused at this whole... It's turned into a Xanatos gambit, because how could Prometheus have possibly known that this would wreck Curtis's love life? Like, he could not... have known
of course not.
Evelyn would not have known that. None of them really have the skinny on his relationship or how his husband would have thought of these things. So that's when we hit Xanatos Gambit territory. Like, I completely planned that. There was absolutely no way you could have known that. I planned it. Yeah, okay.
I don't think that was his plan. I think his plan was just to beat up Curtis.
No. His plan was to wreck the lives of everyone around Oliver.
But I think that was also a blatant message, just like they'd said, how on earth would he, outside of the very tall individual, but how
there's
would
only
he,
one in,
yeah,
in Star
he
City.
Straight up attacked him while he was Curtis, not as Mr. Terrific.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and let's actually talk about that scene really quick, too, because obviously this is the first time hubby is being exposed to all this. But what was your guys' take on his reaction? Because while it is a little bit striking to find out that your significant other has been doing these things, I feel like his reaction was so one-sided and so dramatic. I get it, but take a moment to take everything in before you give someone an ultimatum.
Yeah. We are watching a CW show.
Yeah.
And it is the mid-season finale of said CW show. I mean, they're going to ratchet the drama up as much as they possibly can and still keep it in character.
Well,
and they did a fairly good job of that. That doesn't mean it wasn't chill. What the heck?
I was okay with it because I totally ship Ragtastic.
See, and I'm furious because I get so mad when they break up a stable marriage for the sake of drama. No matter what I'm watching.
Right. Well, I mean, let's try to put the shoe on the other foot and really think about this.
Right.
Again, I feel like it was just a bit of a jump. Sure, it's shocking. But why not talk to somebody about it? If you are in a marriage, let's talk about it. I get that you don't want to have to worry about whether or not your husband's going to come home tomorrow night or not. But guess what? If your husband was a respected serviceman, if he was a cop, if he was a firefighter, if he was in the Navy, what have you, those are all jobs that are considered normal, respectable jobs. They are a high-risk job. Yeah. But I feel like that wouldn't be as big of a pick one.
But there's also training involved with that. With any of those, it's I'm going into the police academy, I'm going into the service, I'm enlisting, I'm going to boot camp. Like, you get a certain amount of training before you're actually in the line of fire, and all of those institutions make sure of that. Team Arrow, not so much, especially since it operates in secrecy. And so that not only am I doing this, I've been doing it for a good chunk of time and I've been lying to you. It's a little harder to lie about being a policeman, and doesn't make a lot of sense to lie about being a policeman. So similar idea.
Unless you're undercover.
Very different. Well, okay, yeah. Similar idea, very different execution.
Okay. Well, just to rebuttal though, really quickly, the part about the training, clearly Paul knows nothing. Which, again, is one of the reasons why he's upset.
Right.
Makes sense. You live the secret life. However, because he doesn't know anything, he does not know what type of training that Curtis has received. Obviously, some good stuff. He may have not won, but he put up a pretty good fight. And that's considering the fact that his neck was gushing blood.
Right.
So for, Katie, for you to say, you know, it may not have the type of training as something like a police officer, Paul has no idea.
But the thing is, you come home, you say, I'm going to be a police officer. And then your spouse has all of training to kind of get used to the idea of, okay, my spouse is going to be a police officer. And there's usually, for the military, there's officer spouses groups, for example. There's firemen's wives. There's policemen's wives. There's support groups for my spouse is in this very dangerous occupation. You also understand what that's like. There's no Arrow Team spouse support group.
There should be superhero support.
Yeah. But there isn't, because that would be targeted.
It's just Lila. It's literally just Lila.
You're not wrong.
But and you're she's not also wrong. Like, you know, sort of like them as the head of Argus. And that's why she's like, I don't care that they run around in costumes and kill people.
So, like, I get what you're saying, but it is a very dramatic reveal that probably could not have come about much easier no matter which way you broke it.
I just felt like it was very harsh. He's in the hospital and he's laying in bed and it's, you can't do both. FYI, I get it, you made a promise to me, but just so you know, you can't do both. Pick one. Can he at least recover?
I felt like it was justified. Because, I mean, one, it was the lying, and in addition to him always being in danger. And, like, he hasn't had a lot of time to process everything that's happening. As far, like, in this 24-hour period, you know, for one, thought that Curtis might be cheating on him. Then he saw Curtis get beat up. And so he, like, sees the direct result of him being a vigilante. And then he, like, realizes, because he has that line where he's like, I haven't seen you happier in your life than when you started doing this, which puts his own merit in Curtis's life kind of in question, you know? And so, like, it does become a matter of which makes you feel more fulfilled, me, our marriage, or being a vigilante. And that doesn't take in Paul's feelings at all.
Correct. However, when you label something, though, vigilante right away, you've already put your own judgment on it of what you think it is that he's doing and at least talk about it. That's all I'm saying. Because obviously, if it is something that inspires him and makes him that happy, like, figure out what it is exactly that he's doing outside of just running along the hood. Because in Curtis's mind, he's saving lives or he's helping the city.
Right.
Well, and Curtis also had a long time working with Felicity and then working with Team Arrow before he actually put on the suit. So he's had that build up to it. Paul has not. And he didn't say, oh, it's over. Oh, we're done. It's, I'm going to my brother's place. I would imagine that Paul is going to take our month and a half hiatus that for some reason happens in real time and try to wrap his brain around this. I think Paul needs time.
I can understand time. I just felt like the ultimatum right off the bat was a little bit harsh without having the, like,
oh, it absolutely was. Yeah. But he's also super freaked out.
Or again, like I said, I just feel like when someone's in the hospital recovering from, I don't know, a next star, that maybe you should let them recover. And then let's talk about it. I'm freaked out, I'm worried, I'm upset at you, but let's talk about this when you're at least a little bit more healed.
Yeah, Nextstar gives you at least a few days to process your life.
Exactly.
Nextstar.
Yeah.
Nextstar.
You know, a few more than an arrow, but a few less than a bullet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyways, let's move on a little bit. I think we should talk about Mr. Billy. Stubborn Billy.
Well, we knew it was going to happen. We pegged it from the beginning.
But
he was
like
either
that.
Evil or dead.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh no, we killed Felicity's boyfriend. The fact that it happened was not a surprise. The methodology was a good twist.
Yeah. I was like, that was super dark, but I'm almost like impressed that they went there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was a good story.
That whole sequence had sent shivers down my spine. Just him reenacting each and every piece of Oliver's siege on this building, and then that moment in the mirror with like the trick mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was great. Guys, I loved that sequence. And just him murdering Billy. I didn't... I can't even articulate how good it was.
I know.
I think this is the best the flashbacks have been used all season. And that is with the 100th episode last week, which I thought was absolutely amazing. I think this is the best flashbacks we've had for Arrow in probably a year and a half.
Yeah, to me, the last two Arrow episodes have been some of the best of the entire series. I'm
on
just going to say it. Yeah.
Point.
Yeah.
Well, they've had 100 episodes to get their act together, so... But yeah, no, these two episodes have been incredible, and just the back and forth for this one was
so
fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like Lex is here, guys. You're talking about him in the chat. So Sam Karanja said, Lex had to be so disappointed when Prometheus was making his weapons. No, dun, 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 dun. And Jonathan Dimming says, Prometheus is totally Lex rewatching old episodes.
Well, he had company. He couldn't do the dun-dun-duns.
Well, you know, when they, they'll occasionally put scenes from the episode on Twitter just to kind of garner excitement, and the Arrow Twitter put that scene up, and I'm like, okay, it's autoplay, I'm not gonna watch it, so I'm not spoiled, but I saw enough to be like the weapons and him sitting there, and I'm like, please let this be the opening scene. Please let it segue into the theme. Early Christmas present for the whole panel, just please... Please. And then they did it, and I was happy.
So anyways, Billy guys.
That made me happy.
So,
poor Billy.
I'm glad
Billy.
Yeah. I mean, he got to meet Oliver, which was nice and awkward.
Dude, that was a great
cow Felicity.
I gotta say,
girl.
Though, because you said that... Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you doing today?
I have to say, Katie, that you had said you thought Billy was either dead or evil. Dead didn't cross my mind. Just breakup was the only thing I was thinking is this couple isn't going to last. Because in my mind, I kept thinking Felicity loves him, but in the depths of her heart, she's either not over Oliver or he's just not the one, because there's something about her that made me feel like she was a little bit reserved on this relationship. And right away, when she introduces Billy, she says, they're going to love you as much as I... like you. And I went, oh,
this is my Malone boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless.
I love Felicity.
Cool.
Honey.
No, not cool. Okay. So that already told me. But anyways, the reason I wanted to say Billy is because, first of all, when you see him and he's so excited because he has this lead on Justin Clyburn, he's telling Felicity, hey, da-da-da-da-da. And the whole time I'm thinking, bro, you're 8 steps ago. You're way behind. And of course, obviously, at least she lets him know. But the fact that she says, this is not your fight. Get out. So as soon as she said that, I went, oh,
no.
Dang.
Well, and I can't blame him. Like, again, we go to whether or not we've had training for this. She's doing the same thing that Oliver has done time and time again this season. I created this. This is my fight. No, don't bring the team into this. I'll deal with it, et cetera, et cetera. We see her doing the same thing to her boyfriend, who is a trained cop on the anti-crime squad. Like, he's supposed to be doing this. Just because she's not comfortable with him being out there doesn't mean he's not perfectly capable.
Yeah, and I don't get why people don't understand these cops think that they're heroes just like these people in the costumes. So they're going to do what they can to help the situation. That's their job, too. It's always interesting to see when the vigilantes or metahumans or whatever you want to call them just get up in the cops' business. At least on The Flash, they don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys think then that... Sorry, Tori. No. I was going to say, do you guys think then the better option for Felicity would have been to maybe get her boy... If he's going to be stubborn, then let's at least get him involved so he's a little bit more safer about his choices because we have this edge that he doesn't have.
Yeah, I would have definitely at least shared the information.
And that's what I like about... That's what I like about the way The Flash works as opposed to the way Arrow works. It's like, no, we actually do work with the cops and we do get some information and there is some back and forth. It's like, I feel like a lot of Arrow problems could be solved so much more quickly.
Communication.
If there was... Exactly.
Yeah.
Where was... No, Lance was in rehab. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had a moment there.
But... It's been established that, like, Prometheus murders cops. So, I mean, it's likely, yes, maybe Billy could have been a help with the team, but it more stands to reason that he would basically be putting himself in danger, especially since he was pursuing everything alone.
Yeah. Glad you said that. I was thinking that, too.
Yeah. I mean,
that is a problem.
Yeah. If he had, like, a partner, or if he, like, was bringing a raid team to go to that area... Because, like, the moment he's in that building and he's, like, the lights are flickering, you're like, well, dude, you're putting yourself in so much danger right now.
And it's a movable lockbox. Just grab it and go.
Yeah.
Just go. I will say, the bit with the flickering lights, where just the on and off, and then Prometheus just appearing in between blinks was so good. That shot, the framing, the everything... Wow.
It was so David Fincher. I loved it.
Yeah. It was an incredible shot.
I was actually surprised that he kept him alive. I thought he was going to kill him right away, but obviously greater purpose at the end, but still. I was like, oh.
I'm going to make you kill him because that absolutely proves my point that you're a killer, I say as I set him up to die in this chess match.
Yeah.
Kelsey Lang has a funny hashtag. Hashtag Alone Malone.
Oh, no!
That's awesome.
Oh,
there's a lot of people in the chat. So for like 2 seconds, I just want to say hello to everybody. There's so many different people. Silva Ram, Rohan Uni. I hope I said that correctly.
164 G-O-D-F. People watching, according to the number.
Oh, wow. Nice. I'm not going to get through all 164 of you. So.
We love each and every one of you in your own special individual way.
Yes. All right. So we talked about Billy a little bit. Obviously, he sent the picture of the boy. So what I was thinking, obviously, because at first, when we saw the picture, I thought, this is too easy. They're not going to give it to us. They gave it to us. But now I'm trying to figure out, have I seen this kid before? Because, no, because you look at the picture and I'm going, okay, what is his ethnicity? What could he look like now? He doesn't look like he'd be related to old boy, but obviously he's an illegitimate child.
Right.
So... I don't know.
That's all I got. Well, and it's entirely possible that this is someone we know because they don't have this person's name because there wasn't a name on the file and they haven't tracked it down yet. So I don't know. It could be someone we know. We still don't have the unmasking here. But I do kind of like that instead of just giving us the face and, oh, it was old man Jenkins all along. Jay Garrick. Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Instead of that, we have the backstory. We have this. As much as I disagree with the morality for this backstory, and as much as I think Prometheus has cognitive dissonance on an incredible, like, expert level, I do appreciate that they gave us this story and that they gave us this reason. That it wasn't someone who was directly connected to Oliver, like, oh, it's not someone I met 5 years ago on the island. It's still someone who was affected by what he did when he first came back.
Right.
Well, I like that we're going full circle, especially if they were only planning on 5 seasons.
And it is a good parallel to Flashpoint, and that your actions do have consequences, sometimes a little bit further away, like Oliver's experiencing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True, but I'm not tired of Prometheus, and I am so tired of Flashpoint.
You know what I want to know, though, is obviously this guy has gone out of his way to study all these things about... the Green Arrow. And one of the things he did was that flip that was the one that Oliver said he was taught a long time ago by this girl, blah, 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 blah. So did Prometheus really follow him to the point where he sought out who trained Oliver just to learn his moves, just to show him his moves? Because if so, wow, that's a lot of effort out of your day.
Yeah, he also could have amassed security footage, news footage, etc., and brought it to someone who knew what they were doing and say, hey, how do you execute this? And learn it piecemeal from someone else.
I think he just had a lot of free time on his hands.
Yeah. And YouTube tricking. He's like, all right, guys, I've seen this on YouTube, so I'm going to do this. Let's do some parts.
YOLO!
Oh, man.
I mean, this is the guy who got Oliver's arrows out of lockup and melted them together to make throwing knives. Like,
yeah.
Obsessed doesn't really begin to cover it. Yeah. This is like, what's the Stephen King novel? Misery?
Yeah.
Is that the one? Yeah. Yeah, this is misery levels of screwed up fan.
Yeah. This is a light remark, I guess you could say, made by some of the people. Sexy Liam 25, Billie Jean Girl, they're all talking about the ship. Yeah. They're like, hey, like, oh, it's okay, Liam. Basically, the ship is still possible. Olicity. It's a little soon for that. I'm very Olicity, but she just lost her boo. And yeah. I want to talk about that scene because as this show has gone on, excuse me, everybody sits into their own groove. As an actor, you get to really know your character, and I think we've made mention in the past how Stephen Amell can tell you where every single scar, scratch, and bruise has ever come from in his whole entire existence of Oliver Queen. And so it's cool to be able to see the evolution of them as actors. They've always been talented. But I remember watching the pilot episode, and even the first three episodes of this show, and feeling like the actors hadn't settled into the characters yet and being like, what did I sign up for? I'm not really sure about this show. And again, they've gotten so good at it, and I think these last few episodes have really, really highlighted it so much and allowed these actors to really show us what they've got emotionally. And this episode for me was no exception. Seeing Oliver in the scene with Felicity when he had to come back and do the walk of shame and say,
hello, darkness, my old friend.
Basically, yeah, I killed Billy, you know? But I just thought it was such fantastic work by both individuals and so heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
They really took us on their journey.
And I love that we didn't go for the low-hanging fruit of it's all your fault. Like, Felicity went, yeah, no, this Prometheus absolutely set you up. He set Billy up. He set all of us up. This is his fault.
Such a
relief. Because earlier seasons, it would have been, God, Oliver, you really messed up. And this season, it's like, we're gonna murder that guy.
Yeah, to me, it was just, I was so glad it brought everyone together. That hug from Dig was just like, even I almost shed a tear.
I was really amused that Theo was like putting her hand on Dig, and I'm like, nah, a couple feet to the left. There you go.
Thea's back! Maybe? Yeah. Is it permanent?
She really liked fighting aliens.
Yeah. I feel like she got a little taste of that vigilante haul again, and she's like back on the sauce.
Back on the sauce.
Yeah.
The sauce that is fighting evil.
That Renee wishes he was. The platter that the sauce was being
dripped. Oh, yeah.
Well, and the stakes are higher here, too. And she cares a lot about Felicity. And it's like, oh, this is Felicity's boyfriend. Okay, now it's really important. Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd just be there pounding pavement for any case.
Right. Like, Wild Dog wants to pound her.
Wow. She went there. She went there.
I was like, yeah, girl.
Classic but, Lex Creesh.
But I loved him being like, do you think that there's a flashpoint where she might have dated me? And then Ragman's like, hey, it's an alternate timeline, not an alternate reality. Burn. Hashtag Ragburn. Coin that,
nice.
Guys.
Nice.
It's like, we have so many different alternate dimensions, and I still don't think that's physically possible.
Although,
damn, son!
You know, and I was really hoping?
Hoping.
Yeah. I was hoping.
Hashtag hoping.
You're welcome.
Isn't that an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Guys,
the hoping. The trees did it.
So I was really hoping that they are not trying to give us little hints at a potential romance between Thea and Renee, only because I'm wondering, where is Colton Haynes? I know he's supposed to come back. I think it's episode 10. But then when I saw the little vision, or excuse me, the hallucination of Roy in that big goodbye scene from the last episode, I thought, no, you guys did not just make me all excited to see Colton Haynes again, and I'm going to get 3 seconds of puppy eyes. Mm. And that's it. So he better come back, And I'll be so mad if they start intertwining Thea and Renee, and then here comes Roy.
I don't think they will. Hologram. Just because Renee thinks it would be fun doesn't mean Thea's going to be down.
Yeah, she
I don't think that's going to happen.
But the lady doth protest too much. She loves her some poor boy. If he hears the story of Roy, he's going to be like, oh, wait, so I have a chance.
She loves some poor boy.
The sandwich guy.
Yeah,
he's a little shrimp. Charisma. That Renee does not.
Yes.
Very, very different charisma scores on that one.
Yeah.
Plus he's a little, Roy is a little more classically pretty.
Yeah. Oh, somebody said, wait, hold on. Ghost 8. Wait, just kidding. 8386. Wild dog thirsty big time.
Yeah. Somebody put out his dog bone on
something. He points out Renee has kids.
Yes.
He was talking like he did. We never got a confirmation.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued by that. I love literally everything Ragman did in this episode.
Yeah, Ragman is awesome.
Makes me... he was on Blind Spot for a good chunk of time. So it's like, I'm so glad to see you back. I'm really amused that you can't work the DNA machine. I love you. Mm. Yes.
So wait, yes. Ivan Soto says that Roy was not confirmed to come back, but I actually had read that he was, and I saw an interview with Colton Haynes saying that he was going to come back too. So unless Colton Haynes was confused.
On set.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not quite sure. Either way, that's that. Renee.
Yeah.
Not shipping that one.
No, I'm not in it for that. I'm just sitting here looking at Ragman going, I like you.
Though, you're cute. A lot of really angry makeout sessions, and I think that would be amusing to watch.
Oh, yeah. Hate sex. You know, I'm always wanting more superhero sex on
here. Of course.
Wait! Yeah.
Hate sex.
Hold, please, because Oliver, after he just had this conversation about everything I touch, you know, stay away from me, everything I touch, people get hurt, I hurt people, I destroy people, it becomes ash. But I'm going to go to the reporter's house.
Yeah.
Even though Prometheus knows who I am as Oliver Queen, and I'm going to go make out with her, even though I don't ship them at all, because I feel like the chemistry is so flat. They're a weird couple. Sorry if you love them. I just feel like it's a very odd match, and for him to just overlook the fact that she was trying to destroy him publicly, and I get it. Look, if you're doing your job, sometimes you piss people off. Cool that you guys can relate on that, but at the same time, I have not forgotten all the shit you did earlier, and I'm not going to make out with you. Sorry.
Yeah, maybe he's just like, well, this is the only person I know that I don't care if they die or not.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Here's all these people that I have these deep, intimate bonds with, and collateral.
I'm good.
That person. Jonathan in the chat saying she wants human Target, not Oliver.
Me too.
Who doesn't?
Wow.
Who's thirsty now, Katie?
Oh! Sorry.
You have water right there.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Indeed.
I just want to.
Not that I enjoy them together, but like I felt like Oliver was white-fanging them, and they were like, you're not going to do that. White-fanging? So, White-fang is a movie.
Sounds dirty.
Go, girl. I've seen New Girl.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad.
Ruby, so you have to explain this to me.
Okay, White-fang is a movie in which, if I remember correctly, there's a family that's raising a wolf.
Yeah.
And then they realize that the wolf can't live with people, and they try to, like, get rid of it by being mean to it. And so it's known as white-fanging when you're trying to, like, be mean to someone in order to make them go away for their own good. So I felt like he was being like, go away! Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, we're family, brah. You can't get rid of us.
Right.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
But then he's gonna go mwah, mwah, mwah with old girl.
Yeah, because she's neutral enough to where she's not gonna keep going, it's not your fault, Oliver. It's not your fault.
She doesn't matter quite as much.
But see, I feel like there's a bigger piece to her. She's gotta have some thing. She's not just there to be there so he can make out with her when he's ticked off. There's something else.
It's true. I had a Actually, it was a dumb... I don't even know if I should even say this. But I had
halfway there. Just do it.
I had a Finkeless Einhorn moment. When, like, earlier in the episode...
it's Ace Ventura. She was being, look puzzled.
She was being very, like, suspicious to me. And I thought it would be really interesting if she was actually the mastermind behind... Like, the way that in... spoilers for Dark Knight Rising. How the main villain wasn't... Bane, it was Talia al Ghul.
Who is going to be in the flashbacks, by the way, guys.
I barely understand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be interesting if she ended up being the mastermind behind that. Yeah. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Yeah. Lois Einhorn is man.
So really quickly, because Liam hopped on and said he's on IMDb saying that they don't say anything about Colton Haynes coming back to Arrow. But they generally don't, that I know of, on IMDb tell you about future episodes, because that would be considered a spoiler. So I pulled something up on the internet that says that Arrow Season 5 will reportedly return Colton Haynes as Roy Harper for a number of episodes. Blah, blah, blah. And then there was actually interviews that were done, and I specifically remember him talking about it, because now that he had come out and he's been dealing with a lot of his anxiety, that, you know, he's welcome back anytime, and he made mention that he would return. They didn't say how many episodes, and I thought it was 10 for some reason. Episode 10, not 10 episodes.
We'll see.
So, we'll see. Fingers crossed, regardless. I hope.
My favorite new theory in chat is that the reporter is a human target. I appreciate that. That's some beautiful pie in the sky. That's not actors and makeup territory. That is full on shapeshifter territory. I really appreciate that theory. It makes me happy.
That's even better than Jonathan Demme saying that Sidney Palmer is Prometheus, because I love that, because I'm still hoping for Sidney Palmer, guys.
Ray's brother, right?
Yes, looks a lot like Ray. Yeah.
So good.
But not his twin.
Yeah, cousin. So, yeah, we should probably talk about the bomb drop at the end of that episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
Surprise! Bet you thought you'd seen the last of me.
Hi!
That's all I've got. Yeah.
Hi!
Just what? What? What?
She's got to be like a grief ghost, right?
No,
I kind of went, Oliver is hallucinating like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all that playing around, okay, because when the Wendy Miracle had talked about it, she said it is a direct result of Flashpoint. So I don't know if somewhere else, somehow, Barry messed with something else.
I'm so mad at Barry right now.
Well, the Legends of Tomorrow also screw up time, guys. It's not all Barry's fault.
But remember, it's Cisco their did shtick. Some stuff. But for the Legends, it's their shtick. It's what they do. Barry's not Barry's not supposed to do stuff like that in this whole dang season. This is why you don't have me on the Flash After Show, because I'm just mad at this entire season. Has been him screwing things up, and then everyone getting mad at him screwing things up, and then things getting better, and then everyone realizing that, no, he screwed things up, and getting mad again at him screwing things up. I'm really tired of the Cisco is Angry show. I'm so tired of it. Oh, my God.
Well, luckily, this is Arrow, so we don't have to deal with the Cisco.
They managed to keep that out of the Arrow crossover episode, which was pretty dang great.
I would have loved if Cisco would have shown up and been like, I'm still mad. Like, why were you here? I just came to drop off a new costume. Goodbye.
If I never hear about Flashpoint again, it'll be too soon.
Well, here's a really awesome theory that Sivaram says Laurel is back due to Sarah telling Damian Dark.
Him what?
About killing Laurel in the future when they find him in the past on Legends. That would be interesting, but I think that more along the lines of she's either hallucination or Black Siren masquerading as Earth One Laurel Lance.
Yeah.
Because that would be cooler.
Ronan in the chat says Laurel is human target.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think that's going to be just our go-to, and I rather like that. Everyone's human target. It's like the end of Earthworm Jim 2. Turns out everyone's cows.
You know what? I want to talk about really quickly, because we are talking about the end of the episode.
Have you played an Earthworm Jim game? That don't make any sense.
So what about the end of the episode?
Please tell us your thoughts.
You know, we were talking about the reporter and Oliver, yeah. and he's making out whatever, and the dichotomy between that, and then we see Diggle getting the phone call from Lila. And when I heard the phone call right away, to me, it sounded like a recording. It did not sound like Lila at all. Her voice, but it just, nothing about it seemed realistic. So as soon as he ran off, I went... Here we go. So then we have Oliver talking about his spiel as far as everything that I come close to turns to ash. And then here's Diggle with 895 infrared.
Yeah. Beams.
Thank you. Laser beams.
Thank you. Yes.
Laser beams.
Don't kill Diggle. I will be super upset.
No. I don't think they're going to kill him, but he's definitely going to wind up back in prison. I mean, they outed his safe house.
And this,
By the way, that fugitive, he's living here. Because screw you, Evelyn.
Yeah, and I think next time Dick goes to prison, this is a job for Captain Cole, because we all know he's really good at breaking out of prisons.
Nice.
And this just keeps bringing me back to the morality, and this is what's killing me. My father was dead. My father was killed, but I'm totally okay with this little kid growing up without his father. Never mind that said small child may grow up and then attempt to kill you because you got his father. Okay.
Yeah, when you're obsessed with something, you don't think about all the, like, outside spider webby pieces. You're like, this is my focus and I'm gonna do that thing.
And that's why I'm so mad at him, because he's just Thank you for the hypocrisy. There's the door. And for everyone in the chat saying Diggle's dead in the future, that was an alternate future that got fixed. So
possibly.
No.
I am banking on
literally nothing that Legend of Tomorrow said was the future, because as we've all seen, the timeline is quite variable.
Future.
Thanks, Barry!
Sweet. So,
sorry,
I mean...
Sorry,
I'm reading
everybody's chat.
Yeah, get out the chat, Alicona.
Shame on me.
I want to tell you things that I think are going
to
happen.
You talk to me. You tell me.
I want to predict, baby.
Ooh, I like when you talk dirty. Yeah. Well, before we predict, we have to talk about news.
Ooh.
So why don't we do that?
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I have lots of pictures, because y'all know I like pictures. So while that's getting set up, I actually did read an article that was based off of an interview that Stephen Amell did with Sirius, and he was talking about the end of season 5. And there's different things that have been thrown out, and one of those things was saying ending season 5 with the beginning of Arrow, meaning ending the season with the pilot episode. As weird as that sounds, bringing everything back to full circle. Whether or not that has been thrown out, or if they are actually going to try to wind it back around so that way we can see the ending of this particular storyline and then move on, and then going forward, all flashbacks are not going to be flashbacks, but looking into the future.
Interesting.
Yes. Huh. Anyhow, so what I decided to do for news and gossip, since we are going into the holidays, is give you guys a few little holiday ideas. So anything Arrow-themed, I just pulled up as little gifts and whatnot.
Oh, that's
so
adorable.
Take a look at the screen. Not to plug, but I found this on Amazon. And so this is one version of Arrow, which is pretty cool because it looks like the cartoon that you see on Adult Swim. If you guys have ever seen those parodies that they do of DC Comics, that's very similar to that.
And it's so you mean it looks like DC Comics Arrow?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. The Adult Swim.
The OG version.
No, the Adult Swim claymation.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much Thank you. Okay.
Which is pretty much modeled after DC Comics.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Action figures.
Here's the whole setup of the action figures. Everybody in their zone, if you will. So I thought that was a really cool setup. If you want to collect them all, you can. Let's move on to the next picture.
I have two Malcolms, just so you guys know. One with mask, one without.
Nice.
You can also get an Arrow keychain, which is pretty cool. I would rock that. That's pretty awesome. Let's go on to our next picture. And then there's the Lego version of Green Arrow, and that one's pretty cool as well, too.
Nice.
Let's move on to our next one. This one is, I don't recall.
A little terrifying.
In the corner it says, I think I cut off the name on accident, so I apologize, but I'm sure if you Google, you'll find it if you're interested. And then there's also this very lovely necklace with the Flash and the Arrow, and I'm...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and you know, I can't figure out if that's fan art or if that's legitimately something you can buy. I hope it's something you can buy.
Oh, yeah, it might be cool. On Etsy.
Yeah.
This is something that is, I believe it was like a paper clip holder and a something else, either scissors and paper clip or something random like that you can put on your desk. And of course, the Arrow hat, Nice. Which is pretty awesome. And then let's go to the next one. And of course, you can't live without those. And there's a billion different versions of him in that. The Diggle version.
Nice.
Let's move on.
If any of you bros want to send these to us,
we would not say no. Yeah, I thought this one was really funny because he slightly has a pointy head and his head is 10 times bigger than his body.
Yeah, that's adorable. Yeah.
Isn't that how proportions work?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And this is a bobblehead that I thought was really cute as well, too. And if you guys are looking at the picture, it's a lot bigger for you than it is for me back here in the studio. But on the bottom, it gives you some keywords you could probably type in if you're trying to find these items. And of course, we have Speedy, who's just absolutely adorable as a Funko. Cute. Next. Mm-hmm. And Oliver is Oliver with his... I don't know why he has a tennis ball, guys. Is that something that I missed?
Yeah, this one's way cooler than the one I have. I'm like, man, now I'm jealous. I have Oliver and Malcolm. But...
So then this version I pulled up because it looks the closest that I've found to Stephen Amell. I do believe my next picture is... No, that's Deadshot. But that one's really cool, too. One of these, eventually, when we get to our next picture, this version of him, I said, if I was Stephen Amell, I don't know if I'd be offended. Why? He's a little... When you see the picture close up, one eye is a little bit lazy, and it doesn't look like him at all.
I would just be so impressed I had this many action figures of me.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
I just like it when people make GIFs of my face on the internet. I can't imagine having, like, a figurine.
Yeah.
Like, the highest that you could get in my honor is to have an action figure. Mm. Like, that's just the coolest.
So, yeah, if you bros want to impress Lucretia, make sure to get her an action figure of herself. Or a bobblehead of herself.
You know, there are places online where you can make custom bobbleheads.
Yeah, but I don't want to make it for myself.
Well, regardless, that's narcissistic. Hopefully that gave some of you guys some ideas for Christmas to give to maybe each other in the chat. Who knows?
Or Lucretia.
Yeah.
Send me some.
Don't forget the rest of us. Yeah. Anyhow, let's move on to some predictions, shall we?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. So they did a really great job of not giving us anything to predict off of, in the sense that usually we get a really cool trailer that makes us hang by our fingernails, and this time it was nothing. So I was a little disappointed in that. We just have the big cliffhanger of Canary. Yeah. Not Canary. Laurel, which everybody seems to agree with you guys and say that it's Black Siren posing as Laurel.
Thoughts? Or possibly hallucinatory. Yeah. I'm kind of in the hallucinatory corner. I rather like that.
Hallucinations are fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Rohan Uni saying that last Arrow action figure was Ryan Reynolds, because it really did look like him.
That's awesome. I see it. I could see that, too.
What a bastard. Yep.
I have a very Diggle-specific... prediction.
Sure, do it.
With him, it looked like it was Argus that was bringing him in. So if that were the case, I would love it I am predicting that Diggle or Spartan is going to become the new leader of their Suicide Squad.
Interesting.
And so it'll be him and, what is her name? Cupid and whomever else they have available to...
Interesting, but that would also really suck for him.
I'd like to see it be back.
It'd be interesting, though. It would give him something to do. It would separate him from the team and kind of give us a nice little B storyline. It would be another way of letting him redeem himself, because he'll be amongst other, like, criminals, but, like, he'll be a leader and kind of have something redeemable. I would also hate to have him get his head blown off, though, so that would suck.
Yeah, problems with that.
Yeah, maybe they'll just do, like, the arms and comics more.
Yeah.
You know, not just the head. Like, you know, we might blow up your leg, Diggle, but...
Right.
Yeah. I would like to see the Suicide Squad return now that they can, since we have Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Wow. Okay, so that's us getting kicked off the air. Thank you so much.
Want to do iTunes shout-outs real fast?
Sure.
Thank you to everyone who did iTunes. Thank you to everyone who goes on, rates, comments, subscribes, leaves a review. The best thing you can do to keep us on the air as an after show is to go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, leave 5 stars, and leave a review telling us you like us, because the producers look at that, and if they see the show is popular, they keep us on the air.
Sure.
And occasionally people who actually work on the show look at those. And so, you know, that absolutely helps us out. So, if you do it, we give you shout-outs. We have 3 new ones. We have winning from Best Hype Man Ever. You guys are awesome. I listen to all the AfterBuzz shows for all things comics, and you guys are some of my favorites. Thank you for being awesome. We have a great... Wow, we have a... We have an iPad that refuses to cooperate. We have a great podcast worthy of the DC Universe by Chupacabras X. The podcast gives an hour of extra thought every day on Arrow, a great show with balance between story production and the comics, and See You Next Year by Joey J. 1977. I was the noob from last week that had his name as a long string of numbers. My bad. Anyway, super bummed we've reached the mid-season finale and no more Arrow or Arrow After Show till 2017. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hashtag alchemy, I mean Prometheus.
Nice.
That will live in infamy because I cannot keep my master villain straight.
Well, I am so glad that you brought that up. I'm going to turn to the front. You can see all of us all at once. We do want to wish you a very happy holidays. So sad that we won't see you until next year, but hopefully you have a wonderful, prosperous end of the year going into the next year. I'm Allie Kona Bradford. Be sure to follow me at boysandbeauty01. You can also find me on Instagram, boys_and_beauty_AllieKona. That way we can keep track of each other over this break. We can talk a little bit more. And, of course, you want to keep track of my co-host.
Hey guys, I'm Lucretia Lyons. You can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet since there is only one.
And I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J, TauriJay.
You can find Lex Michael at The Lex Michael, exactly what it says on the tin. And I'm Katie Cullen. You can find me on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and YouTube at Kia J. That is KIAXET. I am also on Snapchat at Kia Prime. Z Nation on Mondays, two episodes left. Star Wars Rebels on Tuesdays, mid-season finale next week. We'll see you back here at some point on Wednesdays. Thursdays alternate between Ruby and Robots in Disguise. Robots in Disguise, the season finale is tomorrow. Tune in. It's going to be great.
And that's it. We've all run out of breath trying to talk so fast because this music is trying to shut us out. So,
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Happy Holidays!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.